Hello everyone and welcome to What's Your Spark podcast. Today I am joined by fellow hosts Faye Greener and Kieran Farn.
Hello.
Hi.
How are we all getting on today, guys?
Not too bad.
I'm feeling really great.
Brilliant. I've actually got the flu at the minute.
Oh, that is a big shame. We've got a brilliant show lined up for you today, and we are actually joined by a very special guest in the studio. Renowned Sunday League Division 5 footballer. He plays at centre back. He is a wall. It is Noah Hall.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
How are you today, Noah?
Well, right. Got called in very short notice.
Yes, you did, yeah.
I'm just very happy to be here. It's an honour.
Yeah, so basically we're going to be talking to you about all things football today. But I think the best way to start off would just to be give a little bit about ourselves and who we actually support as a football fan in general. So we'll start with Faye Greener.
I'm Faye, and I support the best team in the North East, NUFC.
Boo!
I'm surprised she can spell, if I'm totally honest with you. Anyway, now to the better man of the room, let's go to Kieran Farn.
I am Kieran, and I support Sunderland, obviously.
Good man. I am also not, well, I'm not Kieran, but I am also a Sunderland supporter. Noah Hall, what about you?
Yeah, part-time Sunderland supporter, but full-time sucks with Park View Ultra. That's where I form my alliance at.
This guy. As a centre-back, what would you say is your best attribute?
Probably my physicality, my size. I definitely use it to my advantage. My actual technical ability is, well, it's not very good at all. So I just sort of run with the ball at my feet and hope for the best, to be honest.
That's brilliant. How are you heading? How's your heading?
My heading, again, that's probably one of my top attributes as well, to be honest. Again, just being a bit taller, it allows us to reach these heights.
I like it. I really like it. In the room, what was the last football game you all went to, and can you tell us a little bit about your experience?
The last football game I went to was Brighton at home. It was the FA Cup. And we got kicked out of the FA Cup after going to extra time.
Now that was a brilliant game. Who scored the winner in that game, Fair?
I don't want to say that name. You know what? Fabian Scher should have had that goal. He was not offside.
I'm sorry, but
it was Danny Welbeck
who
scored that amazing
that's what
goal.
I was getting at. I didn't really care.
Ex-Sunderland player kicking Newcastle out of the FA Cup. Absolutely beautiful, really.
I don't know if any of you've seen, but there was that video after the game as well.
I don't want to talk about that video. We don't want to talk about
down,
that video.
Down the tunnel and
we don't talk about that video.
Exchanged some views about being a Macam. How did you feel about that fear? How did that sting by any chance?
Losing the game would have stung more.
Yeah, I bet it did.
You know what though? I was more bothered about the fact that I missed me Sunday dinner because I went extra time.
That is quite sad.
Isn't it?
How much extra time was it? It's only like 20
half
minutes.
Half an hour.
That's not that long.
I missed my Sunday dinner. We were booked in.
Oh, booked in.
Booked in a restaurant.
Oh, I thought you were having it at home.
No, we were booked in a restaurant and I had to miss it because we went extra time.
That's disappointing. They don't make their own Sunday dinner.
Now, Matthew, when was the last time you were at a football game?
Last time I was at a football game was...
As a fan, not a player.
As a fan? Who was it? It was Sunderland's last home game, wasn't it?
Was it Preston?
Yeah, Preston.
Oh, what a game.
Yeah, what was the score again?
1-1 draw.
No, it was 1-1. Yeah.
Romain Mundell.
Yeah,
that goal at the end.
Preston are our bogey team. I went down to Deepdale earlier on in the season, and that was an absolute shit show as well. So, I do believe Preston's our bogey team. However, on a better note, I did go to Sheffield the game before that, and I got down to Sheffield, and we booked parking, but when we got there, the gate for the parking was actually shut, so we got scammed. But the Holy Lord was on our side, because for some reason in this little back alley in the middle of Sheffield, there was a church, a little church. And so I went to knock on. They had a tiny car park that says hello. I told them our situation, and the man comes out and says, lucky for you, lad, I'm a Sheffield United supporter. And I says, oh, are you? I says, would there be any chance on earth that we could park here today, because we've been absolutely done in? And he goes, yeah, don't worry about it, son. I got a shut gate at 10 o'clock, but I'll tell you what, I'll keep it open for you. So just open the gate. And he did. I thought he might have just left it closed, do you know what I mean?
That is quite a positive story there.
It's quite a wholesome story. Wholesome football story.
Can we talk about another wholesome story?
What's that?
What would that
be? About the weekend I've just had.
That's a negative story.
You know, the weekend.
If you're a Sunderland fan.
I just had a lovely weekend in London, you know, where Newcastle won their first cup in 70 years.
I've never really liked London anyway.
Yeah. I would just say, if you look at our photos and our videos, we took over Trafalgar Square.
Yeah, and you're looking.
And there was
the
just
videos,
a small
pocket of
them in Common Garden.
The videos you're looking at, was it like 12 o'clock in the afternoon?
How do you know?
Because it was sunny. In the videos you're showing people, all the videos at a night time, you should have seen Covent Garden on the night time. You can't compare a video when the sun is up to the video when the sun is down.
You can't.
So no, you can't.
Yeah, you can. Because there should be more people out when the sun's down, because everyone's out partying.
Yeah, yeah, and he's showing a video when the sun's up. So you just backed me up there, you did.
We sure didn't.
You just backed me up there,
no,
you did.
No, we didn't.
You did.
We didn't.
Anyways, we won my first cup in 70 years.
That's amazing.
I cried.
Congratulations to Newcastle.
Have you tried winning something better than a Carabao Cup?
Didn't you win the Papa John's Cup?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
Would you rather win a pizza or any drink? Because
exactly.
I'd much rather win a pizza.
Everyone's giving Dan Byrne a lot of hate from Sunderland right now, but I actually don't mind Dan Byrne.
Big Dan Byrne, what a hero.
I don't mind him. I think he's a North East lad, and he just loves Newcastle, which I can't really knock.
You've got to feel some kind of like happiness for him, even though you are Macam. Like, he's a boyhood lad scoring a goal for his club for 70 years.
Pure rage.
No, it's because when he came up here for the derby and the FA Cup the other year, but it was last year, wasn't it? Yeah, because Dan Byrne came up here and I was expecting him to give us all the stick, but nothing.
He's a sound lad.
He was all right.
He doesn't do anything wrong.
I don't mind the lad, him and his smart car, you know.
Yeah,
but it's like, I don't mind him, but he's still low down the rankings of footballers.
Well, of course, yeah. I mean, he's a Geordie, so.
What's wrong with Geordies? You don't hate me that much, do you?
Swiftly moving on, is there any games from this season you've lot that you've really, really enjoyed? Except the Carabao Cup final, of course, because that's an obvious one. We're talking about in the league, Championship, Premier League.
I've not really got that many positive memories from this season so far.
Yeah.
Nothing really standing out to me. Even then, Romain Mundell's goal against Preston.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
That's an amazing, yeah, that is a wonder goal.
That 5 second period was probably as good, but.
Yeah. Noah, is there a favourite Sunday League game you've played?
Yeah.
It would definitely have to be the most recent Sunday League game I had. In terms of tackles, I was always there against Joel, and then attacking wise, managed to get past Matthew with ease. So from a personal point of view, it was definitely one of my better.
And what was the score?
10-3.
10-3, that is an amazing scoreline.
I played in that game and he was absolutely lethal. Couldn't get round him. Yeah,
well, I have to say, my favourite game from this season has to be beating Middlesbrough 3-2. That was
one.
An amazing
Can
game.
Can we talk about how much of a fake fan Kieran is, because he's got it on his phone screen right now?
Well, I just wanted to know who.
You can't have liked the game that much if you have to pull up the stats from the game.
Because I wanted to remember who scored first.
Yeah. You should know if it's your favourite game from the season.
I'm not Google, I don't know all the stats.
I haven't looked, but I believe it was Dan Neil.
It was Dan Neil. I totally forgot.
You didn't need your phone for that, Matthew.
No, I didn't.
Can we talk about who I met at the weekend?
Oh, yes, we can, actually.
I met the one and only Mr. Will Ennie.
Big Newcastle fan, Will Ennie. Yep.
Mm-hmm. He was actually really nice. He shook my hand.
Was this at the Carabao Cup game?
No, this wasn't at the game. I didn't have tickets for the game.
Did he just walk up to you and shake your hand? Like, was that
no,
it?
Oh,
he
was...
Oh, there's fear.
It was after Covent Garden. And we went up to Leicester Square for a drink, and he was sat outside of a Green King with his friends. And I walked past him, and I like looked right of us, and I was like, "That's Will Ennie." And I went to my sister. I was like, "We just walked past Will Ennie." And she was like, "What?" It's like, "We've just walked past Will Ennie." So we're like retract our steps, and I was like, "Mr. Ennie, can I get a photo?" Didn't actually say that.
What did you actually say? Did you just look at him?
No, my sister went, "Oh, Will, would you mind if we got a photo?" He's like, "Aye." He's like, "Oh, he's going to the match," and we were like, "Oh no, we didn't get any tickets." And he was like, "Oh," he shook my hand, and I died.
That's nice.
Did you
like
faint on the spot?
Ah, I nearly did. I was fangirling. Yeah. And my dad was like, "Who is Will Ennie?" And he just didn't understand, like, that I just met Will Ennie. And then he met Johnny Beresford, and he was also fangirling.
A weekend of fangirling, then?
Yeah. Are you as happy that Jordan Henderson's back in the squad?
No.
No?
I like him being there, but...
I don't like him being on the pitch.
I feel like he should be a coach, not a player.
Would rather Job, to be honest. Job Bellingham.
How many players have you got in the England squad?
One.
Two.
Two? Jordan Henderson, Jordan Pickford.
Yeah.
I forgot Jordan Pickford and Jordan Henderson played for you at the minute. Sorry.
No, ex-players.
I'm talking about current players.
Current players are none.
How many have you got there, like, for... How many Newcastle players?
Three currently.
Three.
Can you name the three, please?
Big Dan Burn.
Right.
He's got two left feet, so let's see.
I don't mind that one. Carry on.
Anthony Gordon.
Shocking.
He's evil. He's actually evil incarnate.
No, thanks. However, I won't lie, he does a lot of good work for charity.
He does, yeah.
Which I do appreciate. That is very, very cutesy. Very good.
And the one, the only, Tino Livramento.
Now, everyone speaks about him as if he's a massive prospect. I've seen him play a couple of times and he's been decent. He's been okay.
I do. When Tino is having a good game, Tino is having a good game. But I think missing from the England squad, Lewis Hall. I do love Lewis Hall.
No, I'm not being funny, but...
I do love Lewis Hall.
Tino Livramento on his good day, yeah, he might be good. But at the same time, Dennis Sergin on his good day is unbelievable.
Lewis Hall any day.
I've watched Dennis Sergin on his good day. Oh, my God. I went to West Brom away in 2020. Yeah,
that was a game.
Ooh, two. And he scored two goals against West Brom. This was to get into the playoffs, and I was stood right behind the goal. I was like, wow.
Those were absolutely fantastic. Two absolutely cracking goals from Dennis Sergin. I think Dennis Sergin is a future England left back.
I agree.
I see Lewis Hall. Lewis Hall's very defensive.
Lewis Hall
is a more traditional left back.
You can't say Lewis Hall isn't a good player because he is.
I'm not going to say he's a bad player. I'm just saying he's a more traditional left back.
And if he hadn't have hurt his little leg, then he'd be in the squad.
Yeah, called up the wrong Hall.
No,
I missed it this year, though.
Exactly.
This time around.
You'll be in there next year, no?
Next time, yeah.
No, the Wall Hall. Sunderland Sunday League Division 5 is quite a tough league. You've got the likes of Burtley in there, Town and Farm, Life of Riley. But there's talks of a new team on the cards actually next season, the Prior. The new chairman, Kyle Thompson, wants to bring in a lot of players. I've been poached, and I believe you've been poached as well, is that correct?
Yeah, that's what I've heard from a few people, but I'll wait to hear from Kyle himself. But if he needs a centre back, then I could be there.
So you'd take on the mantle?
I would take that on, yeah.
I actually had a meeting with the board of Sunderland.
This is a true story.
I had a meeting with the board of Sunderland because they wanted a group of young fans' input. And I found out in that meeting that there's technically two teams that can have TIFOs, the big TIFOs, like what you see at Borussia Dortmund and Aston Villa, the likes of them. There's only two teams in the North East that can have them, and that is Middlesbrough and Sunderland. However, Middlesbrough can only have a very, very small one due to their stands. Newcastle are unable to have it because it can't take the weight. However, Sunderland can. So, expect to see, in the coming weeks, maybe the playoffs, a big TIFO at Sunderland.
That would be great.
That is on the way, I can confirm. I know Newcastle's going to have the new stadium. I haven't seen what it's going to look like yet, but I do have a feeling it's going to be very very unique, just judging off new stadiums these days. You might end up with a circus, you might end up with a ball.
Or a brick.
I think the worst part about it is it's going to get a new name.
Yeah.
I don't want a new name. I want St. James's Park.
And it's also
going to be like Saudi Air Stadium or something.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's horrendous, that.
That's a terrible name. It's good, yeah. And also, you're going to have to get a replacement stadium for the next few seasons.
No.
It gets built.
It's not built on the same ground as St. James's.
Oh, right.
It's going to be Leisure's Park.
Oh, really?
Because we can't... I would love if we could just extend our stadium.
Well, you can.
We can't.
Why?
Because Saudi man, actually, owns the area around it and won't let we build on it.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
So... We would like to extend the stadium, but the man won't let we build on his land, so...
At least you'll be able to get TIFOs,
like,
all funded
by the
council.
Do you not just, like, feel like St. James's Park is an iconic stadium?
It's an iconic stadium, and there's statues outside.
It is. The only good thing about St. James's is the fact you can see the whole city from the over tiers, but...
It is an iconic stadium,
that's exactly why
that we're going to get... Like, imagine saying, like, if you used to come up, which I'd actually like you to come up, but, like, you're going to play at Saudi Air Stadium and not St. James's Park.
Yeah.
St. James's Park, it's like an iconic stadium. It's like when it's sort of like the Stadium of Light as well. That's quite iconic now, and so was Roker Park. But I think for us, we moved at the perfect time in like the late 2000s.
Yeah,
because now we've got plenty of nostalgia about people at the stadium.
Anyway, we do hope you have enjoyed the show on What's Your Spark today. I'd just like to thank our special guest, Noah the Wall Hall, for coming along. Have you enjoyed yourself today, Noah?
Yeah, I've enjoyed myself. Thank you for having me here today.
It is an absolute honour to have you here. Faye, have you enjoyed yourself today?
Oh, I've enjoyed myself so much.
For the first time, she's happy.
Yes. Let's sign it all off. We've had a brilliant time today. Hope that you tune in next time. If you want any more details for our next show, just go to our website, What's Your Spark, and you will find them all listed below. Thank you very much for listening today, and we will see you next week. Bye-bye.